The coronavirus pandemic is pushing will-making into the digital age. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It's been possible to create wills online for quite some time. But the thing is that after you create a will, you probably have to get it notarized. And that is usually an in-person transaction. In recent years, lots of states have made laws to allow digital notarization, and the COVID-19 outbreak has pushed more states to do the same as more and more people are making wills online. One of those people is Megan Bowen. About 6 weeks ago, she was home in Reno, Nevada, when she started to feel sick.
I started to get a fever and a headache and shortness of breath and thought, oh no, what if I have this?
She's 45 with two kids who are both teenagers. She's divorced and she'd just never gotten around to creating a will or a medical directive.
It was enough to make me go, wow, I'm not being very responsible for my kids' future. I need to clean this up.
So Bowen called Nicole Harvey, an attorney based in Reno who specializes in estate planning. Nevada had a stay-at-home order in place and Harvey's office was closed.
So for the first time in my practice, we're doing electronic wills, which entails a remote notary.
Nevada is one of 23 states that have permanent online notarization laws in place. Notaries in those states use an online platform to validate a client's identity by comparing their face on video chat to their photo IDs and asking a series of questions like you'd see in a credit check.
One question might be, here are five addresses. Which one of these were you associated with in 1968?
That's Bill Anderson, Vice President of Government Affairs at the National Notary Association, a trade group. Then the lawyer, the clients, and the notary all meet on video. The client electronically signs the documents with mouse clicks. Everything's recorded. The online notary platforms say it's just as secure as an in-person transaction. So it's easy in those 23 states. The other states are rushing out solutions.
Many of the state executive orders put in place temporary procedures for being able to notarize these documents using video conference type solutions like Zoom.
Another 23 states now let notaries do their jobs using a combination of video and document sharing. Anderson says these emergency versions are a little less secure, but it's still something. And the Senate Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would allow online notarization everywhere. One downside, remote notarization costs more because of platform and extra licensing fees. The National Notary Association says the national average is $25 to get something notarized online. In-person services top out at more like $15. But doing everything online can also make the difficult task of creating a will a lot less intimidating. Here's Megan Bowen again.
I pictured estate planning and trusts and wills, you know, long meetings and back and forth and collecting lots of pieces of paper and reviewing things over and over again. And it was so much simpler than that.
And also on the plus side, Bowen is feeling fine now and hopefully won't need that will anytime soon. And now for some related links. A CNBC story from back in March gave some numbers on the increase in online will-making. Back then, law firms reported they were seeing 50% to 143% increases, in one case, in the number of people making wills online. One imagines those numbers may have increased even more since then. And here's what else we're watching in tech. It is not shocking to hear that Uber's proposed takeover of Grubhub has not had the cheeriest reception. It turns out that antitrust regulators are still paying attention during the pandemic. The congressman who chairs the House Antitrust Subcommittee on Tech specifically told the Financial Times that the takeover attempt, quote, marks a new low in pandemic profiteering. The story also quotes an analytics firm who said the takeover would push Uber's meal delivery market share in New York City from about 17% to more like 80%. And restaurants and their lobbying groups have already been complaining loudly that middlemen delivery services like Grubhub take too big a percentage from restaurants, especially at a time when most of those businesses are surviving only on delivery and in some cases struggling to stay afloat at all. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.